Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a company that's been making some serious waves in the tech and AI infrastructure space, Penguin Solutions, Inc., ticker symbol PENG. If you're looking for a stock with exposure to cutting-edge technology and a play on the AI boom, you're going to want to stick around for this comprehensive analysis. We're breaking down everything from their financials to their latest earnings, valuation, and even a full SWOT analysis to help you decide if this stock belongs in your portfolio. Let's get started. All right, before we dig into the numbers, let me give you a quick overview of what Penguin Solutions is all about. This isn't your typical household name, so if you're new to Peng, here's the deal. Penguin Solutions is a player in high-performance computing and enterprise solutions, focusing heavily on AI infrastructure. They've positioned themselves as a key provider for businesses looking to scale their AI capabilities. And with the recent rebranding to Penguin Solutions in October 2024, they're signaling a sharp focus on innovation in this space. Based out of Grand Cayman, with operations worldwide, they've got around 2,700 employees and a market cap of about $1.28 billion as of the latest figures. So not a small player, but definitely not a giant like some of the big tech names either. Let's zoom in a bit more on who Penguin Solutions really is. Founded in 1988, this company has been around for decades, evolving from a hardware-focused business to a solutions provider for advanced computing needs. They operate through three main segments: advanced computing solutions, memory solutions, and service and support. Their bread and butter is designing enterprise-grade systems for data centers, AI workloads, and high-performance computing environments. Under the leadership of their new CEO, Cash Shaikh, who took the helm in February 2026, they're pushing hard into what they call the AI Factory platform with their Origin AI portfolio. This is all about optimizing performance for AI inference, which is a hot area right now as companies race to deploy AI at scale. They're not just riding the AI hype train, they're building the tracks. Now let's talk revenue and see where Penguin Solutions is making their money. For fiscal year 2024, they reported total revenue of about $1.17 billion. Breaking that down by product segments, products accounted for roughly $926 million, while services brought in around $245 million. Geographically, the United States is their biggest market by far, contributing $673 million, or over half their revenue. China comes in second at $191 million, followed by Europe at $114 million, and other regions making up the rest. What stands out here is their heavy reliance on the U.S. market, which could be a double-edged sword depending on economic conditions or trade policies. Still, their revenue mix shows a strong foundation in product sales with a growing services component, which often means higher margins over time. All right, let's shift gears to their latest earnings, specifically their Q2 fiscal 2026 results, which dropped recently. Penguin Solutions reported net sales of $343 million for the quarter, which was a solid beat against expectations. Even better, they raised their full-year outlook for both net sales and EPS, signaling confidence in their growth trajectory. Management highlighted strong demand for their AI infrastructure solutions, especially as businesses beyond just hyperscalers, like enterprises and what they call neocloud players, are jumping on board. This broadening customer base is a big deal because it reduces their reliance on a handful of mega clients. Overall, the vibe from this earnings report is optimistic, with clear momentum in their core markets. Diving deeper into the Q2 2026 earnings call, I pulled some key insights from management's commentary that I think you'll find interesting. CEO Cash Shaikh, in his first earnings call since taking over, emphasized a market shift in artificial intelligence that's driving demand for their solutions. He pointed out that while hyperscalers were their early adopters, they're now seeing traction with enterprise clients and emerging neocloud players, which is diversifying their revenue streams. They also talked up their Origin AI Factory platform, noting its focus on GPU memory and low-latency AI inference as a competitive edge. On the financial side, they're seeing operational improvements, and Shaikh sounded confident about new memory technologies like CXL, which could unlock higher margins down the road. it's clear they're positioning themselves as a critical player in the AI infrastructure space, and they're not just reacting to trends. They're trying to lead them. Let's pop the hood on Penguin Solutions' financial statements to see how healthy this company really is. Looking at their fiscal 2025 full-year numbers, they posted revenue of $1.37 billion, up from $1.17 billion in 2024, which is a nice jump. Gross profit came in at $394 million, with a gross margin of about 28.8%, showing they're maintaining decent profitability on their sales. Net income for 2025 was $21.6 million, a big turnaround from a loss of $52.5 million the year before. Earnings per share clocked in at 29 cents, compared to a loss of $1 per share in 2024. On the balance sheet, they're sitting on $454 million in cash and equivalents, with total assets at $1.62 billion and a current ratio of 2.1, which suggests good liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Their debt-to-equity ratio is around 0.94, so they're not overly leveraged, which I like to see. Free cash flow for 2025 was a solid $100 million, indicating they're generating cash to reinvest or weather any storms. Overall, these numbers paint a picture of a company that's stabilizing and growing, especially after some rocky years. Now let's tackle valuation and figure out if Peng is priced right. At the current stock price of $24.38, their price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months is about 22, which isn't cheap, but also not outrageously high for a tech company with AI exposure. Their price-to-sales ratio sits at 0.9, which suggests the market isn't overhyping their revenue growth just yet. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, analysts are pegging it around 9.4, which could mean the stock is undervalued if they hit those earnings targets. Compared to the industry average PE of about 53 for hardware and equipment companies, Peng looks relatively reasonable. Enterprise value is around $1.29 billion, pretty close to their market cap, so no major red flags there. Based on these metrics, the stock doesn't scream overvalued, but it's also not a screaming bargain unless their growth accelerates. All right, let's break down Penguin Solutions through a SWOT analysis to get a clear picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is solid, with recent revenue growth and a return to profitability in 2025. Their focus on AI infrastructure, especially with the Origin AI platform, positions them well in a high-growth market. On the weaknesses side, their heavy reliance on the U.S. market for over half their revenue could be risky if there's a slowdown or policy shift. They've also had inconsistent profitability in prior years, which raises questions about long-term stability. For opportunities, the expanding demand for AI solutions across enterprises and emerging neocloud players is a massive tailwind. Their push into new memory technologies like CXL could also drive higher margins. As for threats, competition in the AI and high-performance computing space is fierce, with bigger players who have deeper pockets. There's also the risk of missing earnings targets, which could dent investor confidence. Overall, they've got a strong niche, but they'll need to execute flawlessly to stand out. Let's take a look at Peng's recent stock performance to see how the market's reacting. Over the past week, the stock is up 2.8%, which is a nice little bump. However, it's down 3.1% over the last month and a hefty 17.8% over the past 6 months. Looking further back, it's down 13.6% year over year and nearly flat over 5 years with a 0.9% decline. Compared to their industry, which is up 58.9% over the past year, Peng is underperforming significantly. Their beta of 2.22 also tells us this stock is quite volatile, so expect some wild swings. On the chart, we're seeing some short-term momentum, but the longer-term trend looks shaky. If you're a trader, there might be a play here on a bounce, but long-term investors should be cautious until we see more consistent gains. Now, let's dig into an intrinsic value analysis to see what Peng might really be worth. Using a discounted cash flow approach with some standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over 5 projection years, we can estimate the fair value based on their cash flows. I've run the numbers using historical financials and growth projections. Factoring in their recent free cash flow of $100 million and expected revenue trends in the AI space. After crunching the numbers, the intrinsic value comes out to around $16.21 per share, compared to the current price of $24.38. That suggests Peng might be overvalued by about 33% at the moment. Now, this is just one model, and it's sensitive to assumptions like growth rates and discount rates, so take it with a grain of salt. But it does indicate that the market might be pricing in a lot of future growth that isn't guaranteed. If you're a value investor, you might want to wait for a pullback before jumping in. So, what's the final verdict on Penguin Solutions? Honestly, there's a lot to like here. They're well-positioned in the booming AI infrastructure market, their recent earnings show momentum, and management seems focused on diversifying their customer base. Financially, they're on much firmer ground than they were a couple of years ago. That said, the stock's valuation looks a bit stretched compared to its intrinsic value, and their underperformance relative to the industry raises some eyebrows. If you're a long-term investor, I'd keep Peng on your watch list, especially if we see a dip in price. For those with a higher risk tolerance, the short-term momentum could be worth playing, but be ready for volatility given that high beta. What do you think about Peng? Are you buying, holding, or passing on this one? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.